This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Are you jealous sometimes that Callum gets invited to all the important meetings and we're like, see you?
Absolutely
fucking
not.
This one is not an important meeting. This is a business competency framework workshop.
I bet you you're jealous, are you?
God, no. But sometimes it'd be nice to be...
I was waiting for it.
You'll hear on the show, I was ignored, which is fair enough, by Dermot Kennedy yesterday, but it's really affected my...
At the end of the show, I said, who needs Michaela Hayes? And she says, she texts me, she says, you're dead to me. And then she says, who will play track number 11 if I'm not here?
Do you know what, Michaela's so true, so fair.
So yeah, Callum has a big, important meeting. Are we allowed to know what it's about?
I just said, I don't even know what it's about. It's about a business responsibility competency framework workshop.
That's definitely just a fancy way of saying you're fired, man.
Okay. Well, it was nice working with you, and I will see you on 2FM in a few years.
Oh, good luck.
Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, how are we?
Good morning, what's going on? How are we? Middle of the week.
Payday for lots of people.
Oh my God, thank God.
Yeah.
I got my payslip yesterday, which is funny because I usually only get it the day after. But I got it yesterday and I was just looking at it going, kind of salivating, going, I can't wait till that just goes into my account.
Someone in the accounts must be heading on their holidays or something.
And I can't wait till it all goes within 10 minutes of getting paid. Are you still heating up your car in the morning?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, because I keep every single day forgetting that it's not as cold and getting out of bed and straight downstairs and turning on the car and I'm like, why am I doing this? It's 13 degrees.
It's actually very balmy.
The car does not need to be defrosted. Mm. And then I go back in and then when I go back to the car to drive it, it's roasting.
Too warm.
I'm like, I'll just have to turn that down. A fantastic complaint to have, I may add.
You do take good care of yourself.
What do you mean?
Like, lots of people would just kind of get up, run around, you know, one foot in a shoe, one other hand dealing with a toothbrush, trying to grab a bottle of water or something from the fridge, out the door, into the car, on the road. But you're like, before I go any further, I must turn on my car and have a bit of heat in my bones for my little 4 minute drive to work.
You've no idea
how long is your commute?
I'd say it's
from Rathmines to town. On an average morning,
on a good
at 6 a.m.
on a good day, I probably do it in 5 minutes, 4 minutes, maybe. I'd say two songs at least.
Two songs.
Yeah.
You need to have. God forbid you'd be in a car that wouldn't be the right temperature for
nippy.
That little excursion. Now we're
waking up. Yeah. Turn up. Grandma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Yeah. The brilliant Noah Kahan. That is The Great Divide here at Spin. And the home of 10 Plus 1 kicking off today with Michaela from 10 o'clock and again with Steve K from 3. Make sure you're listening. Catch them playing 11 song in a row rather than Spin's famous 10 Spin hits in a row. You could win some massive prizes.
Speaking of Michaela Hayes, she has a podcast about Love Island. It's called Mi Casa Su Casa. Got her into a bit of trouble there
it
on
did.
The finale of Love Island when she asked Jack about having... in the villa and at other contestants and they talked about it on Fireland.
They got a bit gossipy on the podcast, as you do.
It's a podcast, you do everything you're right.
Yeah, and
Jack got called out.
He got called out on live TV on the back of the Mi Casa Su Casa podcast.
It was fantastic. Really, really good for Spin. But Love Island now is over and I unfortunately can't stop thinking about it. It's really sad. Also,
I was a bit of a lost sheep last night at 9 o'clock.
I went to bed at 9.
Like, what do we do now? I said to Jack, can we watch some Sex in the City? I feel like I need something. And he was like, oh, please no. And then I was like,
he said that about Love Island though.
And then he got into it. That's the thing. We tried the first episode and I feel like I've watched Sex in the City too recently. I'm not ready to watch it again.
Okay,
I went on
fair.
The first episode and I was like, nah, I really don't know what we watched. We watched The Biggest Loser for a while.
Yeah.
That show on Netflix.
I watched The 1% Club.
Ah, it's just not the same. Bring back Love Island.
With Lee Mack, it was fantastic. But it is not Love Island, you're right. I was just like, I didn't really know what to do. I went to bed at 9 o'clock. It was crazy. But it got me thinking about Love Island and, you know, someone said online, Sammy and Kieran, or Kieran, whatever, were only in filler scenes and episodes. How did they win? They didn't do much else. And it kind of really made me think. I was like, oh, that's kind of true. They weren't involved in that. Sammy was in the bit of the drama, but they didn't really do much.
Not in a way that she came across very likable, though. I just don't understand how
they
won.
You say that, which is funny, but I thought she came across incredibly likable.
She went on about that pie for like 3 weeks.
I think, well within right, you would do the same.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She got an apology, though. Move on.
I don't think she did. Lucinda did not apologize.
She did?
Nah,
I don't think did. She said, I'm really sorry about that. And then it was
I don't think it was real. I don't think
anyway, we'll fall out over Love Island, even though it's over 2 days ago.
We will. But the winners probably, you know, obviously Sammy and Kieran. I don't think they'll be huge anywhere. I don't think they're going to have the most followers. I don't think they're going to be drawing eyes from everyone. Do you know what I mean?
They're not the biggest personalities on the show.
The people I can't wait to hear about are Millie and Zach.
Yeah.
Because they were runners up, but I really want to see about their relationship. I want to see what the story is with them.
And I think as well it's interesting because Zach is an American guy. He was brought into the US villa, as was Yeamon. And Yeamon and Whitney. I think it's, people will be interested to see if the long distance relationships work out.
So I'm just curious, why does this happen when the winner isn't the most interesting contestant? Why did they win, first of all?
Facebook moms, according to Twitter.
Is that it? Facebook moms, right.
I
don't get it. And Facebook moms, if they do control the vote for most TV shows, then I have some questions for them. Because a lot of the time on reality TV shows, the most interesting contestant has not won. And we can see that clearly because the winner doesn't go on and do anything. Like I think Sammy and Kieran won't do. I don't think they go on and do anything. I think Millie and Zach could have a TV show. I'd be so intrigued about that. So then I was thinking about other TV shows, other contestants, maybe even on Love Island, who never won, did incredibly well. Molly May as the most obvious answer. Finished second, now multi-millionaire. She's an influencer. She's everywhere. She's like the creative director of Pretty Little Thing or something.
She was. She moved away from that for her own brand maybe then. Then obviously Maura Higgins.
But the winners of that one was Amber Gill and Greg O'Shea.
Yeah.
They're not doing much. Do you know what I mean? Like Maura Higgins, of course, finished fourth. Became the most recognisable Islander ever. She's at the opening of an envelope and I'm not slagging her at all. I genuinely think she just is everywhere.
She just went on America.
She was at the BAFTAs.
America Talk TV daytime for the first time in the last few days.
She was like, at the BAFTAs last week. She was at the Oscars a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or Grammys or whatever it is. And she's huge. She's on, as you said, the Traitors as well, US. Chris Hughes is another one. Obviously, it's a real benefit when you get with Jojo Siwa.
Yeah.
And you kind of get the gigs there. But now he's TV presenting, he's doing documentaries, doing brands.
I was watching the BBC's coverage of the Winter Olympics and Chris Hughes was kind of like their man on the ground in Italy.
No,
he was doing like funny little
like
bits.
Snoop Dogg, like.
He was like their Joe Swash in I'm a Celeb.
Yeah, he was doing like bits in restaurants and speaking to Italian fans and stuff. Like, and he comes across really likeable.
He's so likeable.
Yeah.
I think he's brilliant.
I'm all here for him and Jojo Siwa.
Yeah, X Factor as well. You have the most obvious contestant on X Factor ever. They never won. One Direction. They finished third, which is just nuts. Became one of the biggest boy bands in the world. Every single one of them is so, so famous. Obviously, Matt Cardle won that year.
Like,
he was a painter. That was the whole thing. And I'm like, is he back painting?
I actually think that it was a bit of a curse to win X
Factor. It was a curse.
Yeah.
Because the other one that I always really find interesting was Ollie Murs came second in 2009. Who won? Anyone remember?
2009. Oh, was it a woman?
No, it's The Climb.
Oh, Joe McKeldry.
Joe McKeldry. I've seen him do like one or two songs that I actually enjoy, but I don't know if anyone else knows. Someone Wake Me Up and The Climb.
I think he does like theatre shows now.
Yeah, he does, I think. Rylan Clark. Rylan did unbelievable on Celebrity Big Brother, but didn't do anything on X Factor, really. He got to the live show. I think he came like fifth or sixth or something like that.
Rylan is a peak example of being the joke act, running with it and then making a career.
Yes.
But again, he comes across so well.
He does. He's brilliant. I'm such a big fan of him. In 2008, Alexandra Burke won the X Factor. When is the last time you heard of her?
Nothing.
Because who came second? JLS.
Oh.
They were huge. Merry Christmas. They were huge. Definitely bigger than Alexandra Burke, I thought. Britain's Got Talent, you had Callum Scott.
Yes.
He came sixth.
Did he?
Do you remember the policewoman and the dog? They won that.
Ashley and Pudsey.
Yes, something like that.
What can you do with that show, though? Really?
But Callum Scott didn't even reach the final, but you know, that tune, Dancing on My Own, Callum Scott, like it went everywhere. It was huge. Alison Hammond, another one. She was on Big Brother in 2002. Early eviction. And she's one of the biggest daytime presenters.
Was Alison just a regular punter going?
Yeah, normal person.
No way.
Big Brother, yeah.
Oh, she's
same with Josie, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, Josie Gibson.
She's like the people's princess in the UK now, isn't she?
It's mad.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So there you go. If you're on a reality TV show, if you're in a talent show, if you're in anything, don't win it.
comes a message in there. Becky Hill was on The Voice as well, never won it.
No way.
She's had a mighty career since. Here's Jisoo and Zayn. This is called Eyes Closed on Spin. It's MK and Come Find Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and your chance to win yourself 8 IMC Cinema passes in the next few minutes on the show as we play One Foot in the Rave. For now though, God.
Oh, that's a big sigh. What's going on?
God, I didn't sleep very well last night. I was replaying a situation over and over.
Oh, that sounds like something I do.
And over again in my head that happened yesterday. I actually think I need to keep my eyes closed for much of this talky bit because I can't even look at the disgust in either of your faces. Okay, I'm going to bring you back.
What have you done? This sounds like I'm going to really enjoy it.
You will, you will. Okay, I'm going to keep my eyes closed now and I'm being very vulnerable, so appreciate the vulnerability you're getting here, please.
Okay.
So yesterday, Dave, you had to run, you had an appointment.
I did.
I was in the office doing a few bits and I kind of, with the girly quiz now and other bits with Fiona away, I was like, I'm going to give myself an extra bit of time today, just try and get ahead of myself, right?
Fair play.
But as I was sitting there, there was some other staff members around chit-chatting and getting themselves organised, and you could tell that there was something big happening in one of the stations because there was a bit of extra organising, and you've that tripod and where's that tripod?
Oh, someone's coming in.
I kind of piped up and I said, oh, who are you expecting? And they said, oh, you love this. Now I know you're a big fan. Dermot Kennedy's coming in. And I went, right. May I ask what time, dear lass? And she said, 12 o'clock. And I looked at the clock and it was 10 past 11. And I said, yeah, I could find a few more bits to do to keep
Oh, my God.
So.
Meanwhile, keep in mind, at 20 past 10, I was gone.
Yeah. Now, at 10 past 11, I realised Dermo was due in the next 50 minutes and I'm sure I could find other work to keep me busy. Now, if you don't know the backstory, I went through quite a deep obsession with Dermot Kennedy circa 2018 to 2021. I've kind of reined it in a little bit, as in I've seen him about 12 times. I'm not like rushing to go all the time.
You've also interviewed him a couple of times.
I have. I even made it into his official Electric Picnic video a few years ago, so I feel like we're pals. I do have a Dermot Kennedy inspired tattoo, which, you know, you can make what you want of that. But I liked him before everyone else, okay?
She has Dermot Kennedy bed sheets.
No.
She has the poster on the ceiling. She has it all.
So I know his Irish rep because just over the years, you just get to know these people from the record label. So I text her and I was like, hey, geez, I heard himself is in today. I know he's not doing anything with us, but if there's a chance of a little snap after, I'd be thrilled. She said, no bother. Once we're finished, be around and we'll get that sorted for
you. You're so relatable. I just text the label.
Well, like, no, I mean, it is, because it's pathetic. It's pathetic to be like, any chance I could get a picture with
you? Know when you just text Dermot Kennedy's label? You know when you do that? Yeah, I do that all the time.
But no, I think because like it's embarrassing because it's like he's not coming in to talk to our show. When he's finished with the bigger boys, can I get a little pic?
Who is he coming into?
Sure, look, it doesn't matter. Someone cooler than us anyway.
News talk, was it?
But, so that was grand. It got to about 10 past 12. Now, bear in mind, I assumed that he'd be coming onto our floor because all of the studios are up here. So when 10 past 12 kind of rolled around, I was like, right, I've got my music game for Friday sorted at this stage. What more could I possibly do? Mm-hmm. I have a string of about 16 girly quiz questions.
You don't need to do anything for the rest of the week.
I know, I'm out the gap, lads. But I was like, I think it's time to call it a day. Maybe he's so delayed. I kind of want to go home now. I'm hungry.
They're,
you know,
always late.
Always late.
Every artist you ever interview is always late. Just keep that in mind for you listening. If you're ever like, oh, I'd love to interview an artist, they're always late.
So late. But I kind of said, look, call it a loss, forget about it.
What time is this?
About 12:15. So I started gathering.
It's only been 5 minutes or 15 minutes, okay.
Yeah, but I was like, if he hasn't even started what he's up here to do yet, it's going to be another half an hour. I couldn't be arsed. Nightmare. I'm over it, fine, let it go. But like another chance for him to fall in love with me, do you know what I mean? And I didn't take it. Like, that's always the worry.
Poor
like,
Jack.
Yeah. Listen, I think Jack would understand. But anyway, so I gathered my belongings, made my way to the lift. And as I hop into the lift, there's a bit of a bustle around. And I chat to the producer of the show that Dermot Kennedy is on. And they said, no, they're recording with him down on the first floor because it's a nice studio.
Oh,
and
yes.
I said, oh, grand. So people are stopping off on the first floor as that's where he would be. And I'm waiting to continue on or hop out and go down to reception and get out of the building. And as I step out of the lift, out walks Dermot Kennedy. He's
brilliant.
Just there.
Brilliant.
I open the door and Dermot Kennedy and his beautiful random voice that is not an Irish accent and is so random is there chatting away about the Premier League. And I know loads about the Premier League these days.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. What a sentence.
And I was just about to interject and I said, no, hold off now a second. And I make eye contact with his rep that I've been texting and she gives me a wink and I say, Grant. So I said, you know what? Let them finish their chat. I'm going to meander down to reception and just kind of be around, right? And see what happens. Give this a few minutes. This chat, Shirley's wrapping up in a few minutes. But I'm hearing him and he's chatting away and blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to be down here any second.
Oh God, I feel sick because I just
As I'm at reception on my own, Marina's there at reception. So I'm like, hey, can you take, whatever. Would you take a picture for me in a minute? Grant, I whip off my jacket. I start brushing my hair. I've no makeup on. I look like a piece of poo. But I'm like, I have to look all right for my picture with Dermo. Eventually, down comes his rep, followed by Dermo, and I kind of make eye contact and say, do you have a second? She says, sorry, we're running really late. And they both leave the building and I stand there and want to die.
Oh no. Oh no.
And he's gone.
But you know what? You would have talked to him about the Premier League. And I don't know how that would have went.
That would have been worse, you think?
I think it could have been worse.
After all that, no, we're actually in such a rush. See ya. I was like,
them bloody reps.
My hair.
Do you
was
think
so...
they're your friends? They're not.
Oh, guys.
I'm sorry, yeah.
So embarrassing. I love that so much. Harry Styles, Aperture on Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. 7:45 now.
All right, welcome to One Foot in the Rave. This is where we play you one tiny, tiny clip of a song. It's kind of a rave song, hence the name, One Foot in the Rave. If you can guess it, you win a lot of IMC Cinema passes. Yesterday we started with 0.2 of a second. I know that sounds insanely short, but honestly, it's not bad. The 0.2 clip sounded like this. So no one got it, right? So we increased the clip amount, but we decreased the amount of IMC Cinema passes. So now the clip is 0.4 seconds and it sounds like this. So yeah.
There's 8 IMC Cinema passes to go this morning. Mark is on to give it a lash. How are you?
Well, sorry, lads.
Not good. Mark, this is the clip of the song. You've got it. What is it?
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars.
Let's check it.
You're doing some drilling.
Have to keep working, lads.
Yeah. Oh, Mark, it's not Uptown Funk. That's so depressing because it sounds very like it.
It does. What are you drilling at the moment?
Pipes.
He only did that just so we'd ask about
it.
Exactly. Mark hasn't a thing to, he hasn't a tap to be doing.
Well, you couldn't be more wrong.
Give us another drill sound effect there, Mark.
Don't be drilling pipes, you'll put holes in them.
Good luck, Mark.
Have a great day, Mark. Good luck.
Thanks, lads.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. I'd feel so powerful as I was walking around with a drill like that. I'd constantly be
I might buy one, actually, after that.
Just bring it to the show.
Just after chatting to Mark, I think I'd be cooler if I walked around with a drill.
This is the clip. How are you, Megan?
I'm good. Just back from a spin class.
Oh, very nice. You're up and at it this morning. So you must
open at us in 6, yeah.
Everyone is just on fire this Wednesday morning.
I'm loving it. All right, Megan. Well, let's
Can I just say once, when I lived in Athlone years ago for work, and me and this guy, Alan, I lived with, we used to go to the spin class, and for 3 weeks in a row, I vomited.
Nice.
So I had to stop going to the
Maybe
spin
you're allergic.
Class.
Megan, let's see if you're really up and at it and to see if those juices are flowing. This is the clip of the song. What is that song?
Now even, I had a song in my head, but now I'm like, oh, I don't know if it is it.
All right, go on.
But is it Jack Jones? I text in the name of him.
Is it the one that goes, ooh, na na eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Jack Jones. I was like, Jack Jones, isn't that the shop that does jeans?
it's not, Megan, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Megan,
that's all right.
Good guess, though. Honestly, I can see where you're coming from. Jack Jones would put a little bit of a woo in there. So I'm with you. Megan, it wasn't me, but have a great day.
You too. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Okay, come on. Can we do it? Kelsey's there as well. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Not too bad,
what
Kelsey.
Are you?
I love your name, by the way. It's very nice.
Thank you.
What are you up to this morning, Kelsey?
We're just on the way to work at the moment. I've got two friends in the car.
Who are they?
It's Orla and Oisín.
Bit of carpooling. We love to see it.
All right, Kelsey, Orla and Oisín. With 3 in the car, I think your odds just went up. What is that song if this is the clip?
We think it's Run This World with Jay-Z and Rihanna.
Run This World with
run
Jay-Z.
Run This Town, I think you're thinking of, is it?
Yes.
Who's going to run this town tonight?
Oh, what a tune. Is it that? Kelsey, Orla, Oisín, I'm so sorry. Great guest. Thank you for ruling it out. Are you off to college or what are you doing?
We're off to work. We work for Ampus.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Good on you.
Very cool. Okay, well, enjoy that, Postman, Usheen, Postwoman Orla and Postwoman Kelsey. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Guys, have a good one. Okay, so tomorrow's
something
clip.
In the water today.
Everyone's in great form.
Everyone's
I love
in great
it.
Form.
It's the 14 degrees we're having, lads. It's
are lovely. You in great form? Call in.
This is tomorrow's clip. You could win 6 IMC Cinema passes. The clip is now 0.6 oh, yeah. of a second, okay?
I forgot we didn't give it away. It's so obvious.
Come on.
It's not fair to say that because it's so obvious when you know it, like.
If you know, you can hazard a guess now. Rave in a WhatsApp 087 711 103. This was today's clip. This is tomorrow's clip. It feels like there's no different ones whatsoever. Pink Panthers, Zara Larsson now at Spin. I'm freezing. Spin. 1038.
Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. I like where
this is going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, morning, what's happening?
Alex just said there, heartbreak weather because it's raining. I actually think it's going to be grand. It's meant to clear off today and people are just in amazing form. We can report based on people we've spoken to on the air so far this morning if you've just been with us. There's something in the water. Everyone's in flying form.
Yeah, Mark was on the phone and he started using his drill down the phone to us and we made fun of him for that because it definitely made him look like he wanted to look very busy. Isn't that right, Mark?
Yeah. Very powerful.
Megan was on who said she was just awake and she was already at a spin class this morning at 6 a.m. and really made us feel bad about ourselves. Kelsey was in the car with her mates Orla and Usheen who are all postmen and women.
And they're heading off to work, carpooling.
Carpooling to work. We've had a lot of good callers. There's good vibes in the world today.
There's something in the water. And with that in mind, Callum has asked us to play this voice note from Lynn.
Ooh.
I think we're going to keep the good vibes
yes.
alive.
Morning, Emma and Dave. You're talking about having a good morning. I've just gone out to my car to go to work and not the first time this has happened, oddly enough, but my wing mirror is gone off the car. So I'm now, like, it's dangling on by the wire by a very, very minimal thread. And I'm just hoping it doesn't fall off by the time I get to work. So that is how my day has started. And it is not even 8 o'clock yet.
Oh my God.
Hope you're both having a slightly better morning than
hey,
myself.
Lynn, listen, my car has been left in a car park for the last 4 days. And I have no intention of sorting it out. So you just let that little mirror hang on for dear life. As not safe as it is, maybe do get it sorted. It's not really the morning to deal with car situations.
Yeah, also Emma's in great form. She said she's, you know, her car is in a car park for 4 days.
Because
and
it has a flat tyre and I just can't mentally deal with that right now.
Lynn, if you could get on our vibe, that'd be great.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think, if can we send you out some IMC Cinema passes? Lynn, send over your address and we'll send you some IMC Cinema passes just so we can you can also have a good day.
Yeah.
Because you started off a bad day. We don't want the rest of your day to be bad.
No.
Let's keep good vibes. Let's keep them good vibes going, guys.
Yeah.
0877111038.
Let's go.
Oh, we are just dying to give away this €1,000 on the tricky 10. We believe in Aisling, who's on to give a go. How are you?
Not too bad.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling on the radio. My goodness.
Wow.
It's just me. Aisling, no pressure, but everyone we've spoken to on the phone this morning, 3 people on the phone so far already, have been in amazing form. Are you in amazing form?
Yeah, I'm in good form. Good. I'm off work today.
Yay!
Unreal.
Random Wednesday off. Why so?
Yeah. I work as a healthcare assistant, so I just get to take days off here and there. So
Very nice. So what are you going to do for the day, Aisling?
Well, I have a Irish exam coming up, so I need to study for that. But then I go for food and a coffee. Yeah.
I really want to know more about your life now. So you're a healthcare assistant, you're also studying. Tell me more.
I'm becoming a primary school teacher. Well, hopefully. I have my interview on Saturday.
Yay! So, good luck.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh,
okay. So are you someone who went back to do the, what's it called? The Hibernia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I went to do the Hibernia. Well, hopefully on Saturday. And then they'll hopefully accept me and
yay!
I'll be able to become a teacher.
Well,
so what is Tricky 10 Oscoelga? Aisling? Something Jeh, I presume?
Jack or Deh? Jack
Rachel,
hard,
my sister, just said yes. She's an Irish teacher.
Jacker,
is it? How did you know that, Emma?
Because Jacker means hard.
That's very impressive.
Is there not a cooler word for tricky then?
It was impressive, wasn't it, Aisling? I'm not.
That was very impressive.
Yeah. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Aisling, welcome on in to the Tricky 10, where hopefully you can win 1,000 euro if you get all 10 correct. But if you top the leaderboard, you'll still win a fuzzy charged snooty.
55 seconds about to go on the clock. Dave's asking your questions this morning. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10, and that won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, Aisling. And if you don't know the answer, make sure to give it a guess. If you do top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you're going to win yourself a lovely fuzzy charged snooty. Although it's very mild now.
It is.
You'll be sweating that.
It might get bad again, though.
True that.
Yeah, probably will.
This is what you're vying for, of course. Get all 10 questions correctly within 55 seconds. Win yourself 1,000 euro on the spot this morning. Luke is top of the leaderboard. He's scored 8 in 55 seconds, but we know you can do it.
You can do it. Aisling, who's there to help you? Your sister, what's her name?
Rachel.
Aisling and Rachel. All right, the very best of luck, Aisling. Woo! Here we go.
Thanks.
The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What number month of the year is October?
11.
How many films were there in the Twilight Saga film series?
4.
Bob Marley had a 1977 song about how many little birds?
2.
Lil Mac hosts the TV show The What Percent Club?
The 1.
In chess, how many pawns does each player start with?
10.
On a 24-hour clock, what time would it be at 1900 hours?
7.
Sandy Mountain Lansdowne Road Dart Station are in which Dublin postal district?
6.
How many strings does a standard guitar have?
5.
Galway have won the All-Ireland Senior Football Final how many times?
4.
Complete the name of this band. What Door Cinema Club?
3.
Stop the clock. All right, Aisling and Rachel, how did you think you got on?
Absolutely terrible.
We got through every single question
with plenty of time on the clock, and now you're falling into giggles.
I really enjoyed how it started with an answer that is very famously not in the Tricky 10, which you said 11.
your very first answer got you onto the Hall of Fame, which is always a good start. Let's start them up.
0, 1, 2.
A score of 2.
Listen, it was very dacker.
One each. Very dacker. Aisling, Rachel, 2 out of 10. How are you feeling?
I'm giving that all to Rachel. Rachel, she was like 11. She was doing over 11.
Aisling, I think you're saving all your juices for your Irish exam. Don't worry about that. Your brain's focused on one thing and one thing only. Let's just quickly go through the ones that caught you out. Naturally, number 11 for the month of October. Not a Tricky 10 answer. How many films in the Twilight Saga? There was 5. You said 4. You were very close. 2 Little Birds.
No.
Pitched on my doorstep.
Three,
little birds, yeah. There's actually 8 pawns each player starts with in chess. Sandy Mount and Lansdowne are in Dublin 4, not Dublin 6. How many strings does a standard guitar have? You said 5, the answer was 6. Galway have won the All-Ireland Senior Football Final 9 times, would you believe? And the very famous Irish band, 3 Door Cinema Club, you said. 2 Door Cinema Club.
Yeah, that's it. Aisling and Rachel, we still enjoyed talking to you. I hope you enjoy playing, did you?
Good luck. You'll be a better primary school teacher than you will be a Tricky 10 player.
It's bad that I even played the guitar and don't know how many.
yeah, that is. That's You're making it worse.
Yeah.
Aisling, hang up the phone quick. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.
What is in the air today?
Oh, I love the giddiness. Keep it up. Tomorrow, you can get on. You can play for 1,000 euro. Message us the word tricky to 087-711-103. You scored 8 this morning, Dave.
I did. I feel really smart now.
I was about to say. Here's Dochi with SZA. This is Girl Get Up on Spin.
I got a text off a girl I used to be seeing like months ago. Or not months ago, years ago, right? Years and years.
Timeline doesn't add up there.
Well, it was, I want to say it was probably about 3 years ago, right? I got a text from her around that time. And the text said, Happy International Women's Day.
Sorry, just start again. So you got the text from the girl you were seeing at the time you were seeing her.
I'm seeing
recently.
A girl. We stopped seeing her. She texted me a couple of months after we stopped seeing each other.
Okay.
And she said, Happy International Women's Day.
That's a bit of a strange thing to say to someone.
What are you doing to celebrate? That's what she texted me.
Oh, and that sounds like it was a dare from her friend.
I text back, is this a TikTok trend?
Mm.
And she said, yeah, you got me. Ha ha ha. And I was like, that's funny. Do you know what I mean? See how guys will react to you saying Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, how are you going to celebrate?
Famously not something we should celebrate as men.
I should celebrate all the women in your life.
I'm sure, but like, what would I do to celebrate? As in, like, what am I doing for the day? Nothing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Just making sure all the women around me are safe and happy. That's what my plan is.
Right.
So this is kind of the same vibe as that, I think. I got a text off my sister yesterday. I can't figure out if it's a TikTok trend or if she's genuinely being grateful.
Okay, so Sophie's what, 21?
Sophie's 21.
She lives in Dublin.
Yep, she lives in Finglas.
You're very close.
Yeah.
And she sent you a message yesterday. Reveal.
She texts me and she says, so random, but... And she sends me a photo of two earrings in her hand.
Mm.
I just want to say, thank you so much for these. I know you got them for me years ago, but I wear them every single day and I love them so much. Okay. That was the text. Now, I have no recollection of ever buying her earrings.
Right.
For her birthday, for Christmas, I have absolutely no recollection whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that? No. I said, you're so welcome. glad you get the use out of it.
Such a classic man reply.
So here's my I have two things. One, is this a TikTok trend? And if not, I think it should be. So I have a challenge for you listening and you, Emma, this morning.
Okay, okay.
I think you should text a man in your life a picture of something that you own.
Okay.
And pretend he bought it for you.
That's so funny.
And see if he will go along with it or see if he'll be like, yeah, I didn't buy it then.
Okay, here's the thing. Who'd be good, you think? I'm trying to think what jewellery I have on me. I have a necklace that Jack bought me before. I could take a picture of it and send it to my dad and say, oh, Dad, like, you want it?
That's exactly
because
it.
Famously, if, like, there's a gift for my parents for Christmas, from my parents for Christmas, my dad won't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
my mom got. Okay, great. Let's do that. Will you take a photo of it?
So, you take a photo, just anything at all, because I have a feeling that Callum's taking a photo of Emma's necklace there.
What's the worst picture I've ever taken?
Oh, no. Get me out of here.
We could do this after. So, this is my thing. So, because obviously Sophie sent me this thing, I don't know if she's now laughing with her friends back home, be like, typical man.
Yeah, just taking credit.
Because I don't have the guts to be like, yeah, I don't think I got you them. I'm sure I did. I just have no recollection of ever buying her earrings.
What, let's say, hey, Dad, just want to say...
I know this is random, but
Dad,
I wear this every day. Thanks so much.
No.
Even though you bought it for me years ago. So that's what I want you listening to do. And if you could please let us know what happens, how the experiment goes.
We'll revisit this tomorrow.
You could screenshot it and you can send it to 087-711-1038 or you can Instagram DM me at Mr. David Hammond. Have a look and just see a man in your life. See if they will go along with it or completely go, no, I didn't get you them. So just be like, hey, this is random, but I know you bought me these years ago, but I get the wear out of them or I use it every day.
Okay,
thanks
gone.
So much.
It's gone.
So that's what I want, reactions. So 087-711-1038 or you can DM me at Mr. David Hammond on Instagram and I'll have a look at the reactions from said men in your life.
I have
a feeling this really is a TikTok trend.
I know this is so random, but thanks so much for this necklace you got me. I know it was years ago, but I wear it every day. Love heart, and a picture of the necklace.
Perfect, that's exactly
me.
It. That's
okay,
the vibe.
Okay, okay.
I can't
Excellent.
Wait to see what he responds with.
Neither can I. It hasn't delivered yet. Come on, Jim. Wake up. Here is Benson Boone. This is one of my favourite songs at the moment. It's just so positive. It's Mr. Electric Blue at Spin.
It was a stranger.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Say that he fell from space, from a supernatural place. Mr. Electric Blue, I believe.
Benson Boone. My favourite song at the moment, it's Mr. Electric Blue. We played it on repeat with my friend Emer the other day and I just did a quick Google search and I love it even more now.
Go on.
Any idea who Mr. Electric Blue is?
Mr. Electric, it's his, is guitar or something?
It's a tribute to his dad.
Oh.
Isn't that really lovely?
I thought it was a blue electric guitar.
You'd imagine. But it's like, say that he came from space. I want to, yeah, it's just, it shows him as a really endearing, charming, fun guy.
I really like him, man. And I'm trying my absolute best to look exactly like him.
Like Benson Boone.
And it's the mustache and a little bit of the mullet that I've got going on.
Hey, and you can do a few backflips as well.
Yeah, but I have to do it on a trampoline.
That's okay. I'm sure that's where Benson started too.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
In fairness, I haven't ever tried it off a piano.
Try it off the desk here.
No, I'm grand.
It's just gone 8:30. A wet start. Question for you. Same route or different route? Keep that in your mind as I go through this. So basically, I'm off to Thailand in 3 weeks. You might remember, if you've been with the show for a while, a huge trip of a lifetime a few years ago with my mom, Katie. She was turning 60, I was turning 30. And at the time, we were like, we need to plan something and do something, just the two of us, you know? And we were talking about maybe going to New York. And it turned out anyway, with my brother traveling around Thailand at the time and my cousin as well, that my auntie was keen to go to Thailand. And I put the idea in our mind. And 3 weeks after booking, we said, let's do this trip together. And we went to Thailand. Okay. So the route we did at the time, we only had 2 weeks. So there's parts of Thailand we didn't make it to, obviously, as in some people would do a lot of Chiang Mai north of Thailand and do a lot of the jungly stuff. We kind of started in a place called Khao Sok, which my mom and I absolutely loved. Then we went down.
Why?
Because we got the jungle element without going north, I suppose. We stayed in like a hut. That's where...
Sounds horrible.
I know, but it was so cool because like you'd open the back door in the morning and like across the stream there'd be monkeys. You just felt like you were living the kind of jungle experience, if you know what I mean. And then we went down and we went to the east of Thailand, to the islands there, and crossed the whole country, went to a couple of the islands we went to the west of the island first, then to the east of the island, and flew back to Bangkok from there. Now, I had an absolute ball on this trip. I kind of know, based on the islands I went to, which ones I'd like to go to again, ones I'd like to spend a little bit more time on, and ones that I'd be like, I'd bin that off this time. It's really touristy or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. So, I'm proposing, as Jack and I plan this trip, that we do, and call me a pain in the ass, fine, a similar route. Because I feel like I can vouch for the places.
Has he been to Thailand?
No.
Ah, well then, you're the expert. I'd be following you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas Jack is like, and his point of view is, why would you want to go to somewhere that you've been to before?
Because you know what to expect.
Thank you. You see, we're anxious people, yeah. Dave.
See, this is what I always say. If I could live every day twice, I would.
Just so you know what
to
expect.
So that I know what to expect. Yeah. And then I don't have to be anxious.
And then you know who you're going to meet.
Exactly. I know what I'm going to say. And if I said something bad, I can
fix
that
the next day. Oh, man. You and me. Soul sister and brothers. But look, Jack is not like us. And he's like, that makes no sense to me. If you're going somewhere that far away again, like it was a present from Jack, these flights for Christmas, right? I got a massive fright. Never thought I'd see Thailand again in my life. So it's so exciting that I'm going again. He's like, it doesn't make any sense in my mind why you would want to go to the same spot, to the point where I have booked, now it's free cancellation, but I have booked the exact same accommodation in one spot. Because I was like, I know the service is good.
You know what to expect. I have never been more on your side.
Thank you. Like, to the point where I'm like, I know what the breakfast is like. They do great granola. The granola's so good. I want to go back and have... He's like, there's granola in loads of places, Emma. We can stay in somewhere else, right? But maybe I'm being silly. Maybe because it is such a huge, a long distance to go and like we don't get the opportunity. You know what I mean, in life to take a few weeks off work that often and go and do a trip like this. Maybe I am being stupid and maybe I should mix it up completely and do a different route. Today is payday, so tonight is the night we are sitting down and we're putting like pen to paper, i.e. we're getting sorted and we're paying for stuff and we're booking in a route for
that's
once
so
and for
exciting,
all.
First
it
of
has
all.
To be done today before more bills come out. Nah, we're sitting down today, we're both paid today and we're going to get it done today. So what do you think? Because it's great when you work on the radio and have a bit of a backbone to go back to these situations and think, well, everyone in Dublin thinks you're wrong, Jack. Or maybe I need to be told that I'm wrong. What would you do in this situation? A twice-in-a-lifetime trip to Thailand, realistically.
Famously, Thailand is a twice-in-a-lifetime trip.
Seems to be for me.
Honestly, the fact you went to Thailand in the first place is impressive to me because I wouldn't know what to expect, so I don't think I'd go.
Oh, it's so gorgeous.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was really adventurous last year when I went to Corfu. Oh.
What would you do here? Would you plan a same or similar route, or would you ditch off anywhere you've been before and try something new? 087 711 1038.
It's just one of those things, again, every time I hear about Jack, I'm like, that's a real man. He's really impressive. He's no anxiety. He's happy to go anywhere, but like, he wants to experience new places with you.
Yeah, because his view on it is, you've been before. If we go to different places, we'll experience for the first time together.
Yeah, but what like, is, if I'm like, if we go together, then I'll know where the 7-Eleven is.
Exactly.
I'll know where the bathroom is.
I'll know where the doctor is. You
exactly.
know what I mean? I'm scared of these. I know exactly where's a good time massage and a bad time massage. 087-711-103. Would love your thoughts on this. Same or different in a WhatsApp? If you've done this before, if you have thoughts, would love your voice notes as well, because then I can play them to him later. Mm. If you're on my side, and maybe I won't if you're on his side. Same or different? Throw us over a WhatsApp and let us know, because tonight is the night we definitely need to get our ducks in order and get some stuff booked. I'm off to Thailand in a few weeks, and I know I sound like a spoiled brat, because if you were at the show a few years ago, you'll know that I was in Thailand already, and I realise I'm very lucky. I was there a few years ago with my mum. We were over visiting my brother and my cousin, who were travelling around there at the time. It was my mum's 60th and my 30th, and we were kind of looking at doing something together, and it was amazing. We had the best time ever. I never thought I'd see Thailand again, because it's just so far away and such a big trip. However, I got a big surprise. Jack booked us flights for Christmas. I know, I'm so grateful, and we're heading away in a few weeks. And basically, I had such a great time last time, and I'm a creature of habit and a bit of an anxious gal. So I've been suggesting that we do a similar route to what I did last time, to the point where I have pre-booked the exact same accommodation in one of the places that that we're due to go to. Jack is like, you're mad. You should mix it up and go on a completely different route. Why would you want to see the same spots again? Etc. Etc. Dave is very much with me on this.
I actually am. I'm totally in agreement with you. I like going. If I had my way, I would go to the exact same place I went on holidays last year, and I would do it at the exact same dates.
Yeah.
And I would hopefully, you know, have the same to close.
Yeah. Exactly.
I just want all the same thing.
And the same guy serving you the drink behind the bar
exactly.
over there. Yeah. Well, what do you think? Same or different when it comes to a route like this when you're going traveling? What do you think, Circa?
Oh, you have to do different. You're missing out on unbelievable places.
Really? Go on. Tell me, where am I missing out on that I have to go to?
Well, up north in like Chiang Mai and Pai and Chiang Rai and stuff, it's completely different. And you did it for the first time before already, and you showed you were able.
True, but I was with my mom.
Yeah.
And my mom had like a fool's cap booklet of everywhere we were to go.
And had your mom been to Thailand before?
No, I just followed her. I just followed her around. I was like, where are we going next, mom? She's like, there's a taxi booked here now, petal. Okay, so you're saying Chiang Mai, you have to go Chiang Mai.
You have to go to Pai as well. It's the best street food market I've ever been to.
I've heard Pai is amazing, yeah. We could talk all day, because I've heard it's like very, very chill vibes. Lots of people just sitting around chatting, very sociable.
That sounds great. That sounds like right up your street, in fairness.
Yeah, it does. Okay, interesting. Shame you're not on my side, but I do appreciate it. Maybe you're looking out for me. Thanks, Circa.
Thanks, Circa.
See you later. This in from Ursula.
I have never been to Thailand, and I would love to be able to go one day, but if I were you, I would do some routes that you knew and then change it up on little different bits here and there, so that you do get to see different places of it, but keep to the kind of the same route and still go off and see different places.
That sounds actually like a nice compromise.
It's a good idea, to be fair, yeah. And you could just not tell Jack where you've been. So every time you're like, oh, why don't we go here? I've heard it's lovely, even though you know the whole place.
Wow.
I bet you over here is the nice shop. Hey, I was right.
Telepathically, I think that this might be a good bar tonight. This is Alina.
Hi, guys. Well, me and my partner, we've been in Phuket now 5 times. Oh. And anytime we're planning a trip, this is our to-go-to. We have our favourite hotels. We have our favourite spots. We have our favourite spas, massages. We even know the locals that we say hello to every time we're there.
Amazing.
And I'm absolutely on your side. I wouldn't change it for a thing.
Okay, now here's an interesting one, Alina. Phuket, I wasn't there before. Okay. I don't plan on going now. Would you change your shoe then? You have to go to Phuket.
To be fair, if I was going to Thailand, Phuket is like the first thing on my list.
Really?
Yeah, everyone talks about Phuket. Another thing to add to the list.
Great. We'll throw it down and navigate how to squeeze Phuket.
Just watch TikTok so you know what to expect.
True, true. It's Doja Cat with Jealous Type on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Coming up on 9 a.m.
Are you a jealous type, Emma?
Depends on what it's about. I'm sometimes jealous when for example, I was really jealous of Emer's outfit the other day, my friend Emer.
Okay.
Yeah, right. But that's kind of where it ends. I'm like, oh, I dress like crap. You look really good. I feel jealous now that I didn't dress better.
Me and Pippa were away on a trip, and she was talking to me about a guy she'd seen like years ago, and I was like, all right, cool. I hadn't talked to her for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that happened a few weeks ago with Jack and I.
I thought I was a lot more grown up than I actually am.
My friend Aven and I were talking about this gig we were at together years ago in Jack's company, and Aven just slipped out. Oh, you shifted him that night, didn't you? And I was like, I did, yeah. And Jack was like,
all right, cool.
Why am I annoyed with you? I was like, it was in like 2021.
No, I get that. I don't
get
that.
Get a grip. How are we?
Hi, what's happening? How are we?
Sorry now, I know Dave gets mad whenever I mention my dog.
All right, well, you get one a month, so...
one mention a
this
month.
This is your month. This is your one mention. Although, what are we? The 25th, I specifically remember you talking about him, I think, a week ago.
Did I? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I know, yesterday, I had to walk him, obviously. That's part of the job. But I was like, that's my job. I was like, I couldn't really be arsed. So I'll tell you what I'll do now to make it a bit worthwhile for me. I'll go for a run.
Would you consider getting him one of those, like, kind of walking treadmills
for the dog? Yeah. Imagine. No, I said, do you know what, Gran, we'll go for a run. And he's actually much easier to run than he is to walk. He doesn't pull the same way. He kind of trots along beside you. And it's a better workout for him, and he'll be nice and chilled for the day. Fine. So off we went. The first 4.5K, did a 5K with him, right?
Very impressive.
And the first 4.5K were absolutely brilliant. The only time he ever kind of pulled or was a bit annoying was when we passed other dogs on the route or whatever. And that's grand. That's normal enough, I guess. But anyway, on the way back, there's I could either go the road or kind of through a grassy stream that we used to go to a lot. And I was like, I'll cut up the stream with them. Now, this was my fault because Seamus is used to being off the lead at the stream. That's normally where we go and throw the ball for him, and he'd be tearing around the place with other dogs. But I was like, I thought I'd be like, yeah, the road's so boring. I'll bring him up through the stream. We get down, running down the hill, down this hill where you kind of come to the stream. I didn't realise, so stupid of me, with all the flooding lately, it was still such a mud bath, right?
Oh,
so
no.
It was getting really muddy. He saw a dog he normally plays with at the stream across the stream.
Oh no.
And pulled so aggressively that I fall into the mud.
Oh my god.
There's a dog owner across the stream being like, you okay over there? Meanwhile, I'm like, Seamus!
Are you just all mucky?
I'm mucky as hell. Not too bad now, just like my running leggings or whatever, and I had to put my runners straight into the wash.
Oh my god.
It was just so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing because it's like...
It's like a bold child.
It's like you're a bad owner, that your dog is so badly trained that he just pulled you into the mud. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, it wasn't sore or anything. I got up and went home. It was just embarrassing. That's my story. It was a bad day, John.
But it is the case. He's badly trained, obviously.
Terribly, yeah. Terribly.
My dog wouldn't do that, but that's because he's dead.
Of course you had to get that in there. R.I.P. Charlie, he died 3 years ago.
Mwah. Bad news. Woody is balding from Toy Story.
Mm.
I'm sure you've seen the latest teaser trailer for Toy Story 5. They've decided to start making Woody look a little bit older. And he's starting to bald.
But this, like, the thing about it is, I don't get that. Like, he's a doll.
Yeah, this happens, like, most men. It doesn't happen toys, really.
Yeah.
I suppose it's just kind of the rubbing.
Oh, as someone who hasn't watched Toy Story in years, I initially thought, and I know I'm so out of touch with Toy Story, that Woody's owner was balding. And then I was like, oh no, the doll is balding. But dolls don't bald.
Yeah,
silly.
What Dave said there, it's like, because Woody wears a hat, and it's like the excessive use of the hat on his head, because his hair is painted on it. It's not fuzzy hair.
I think
so.
What this
kind of rubbing away.
This is a great plug there now, because they're going to reinvent the Woody doll. The doll you can buy in Smith's.
Buy bald
and people
Woody.
Will buy the bald
bald Woody. Yeah. That's brilliant, actually.
Just a way of mixing it up.
Pure stunt.
Yeah, it was like, well, in the last film they introduced Forky, which was just a brand new character. It's just
Listen, this obviously happens most men as they get older, so it's totally normal. You don't often see it in a cartoon about toys, but I feel
like... Is it good that bald people are being represented in this way?
Maybe, yeah. I feel like a producer walked in on an editor who's balding and just decided, hey, let's put that in the movie. That's funny.
I think I'd rather go grey than bald. I think I'd have a real egghead.
Well, do you know what's great?
I'll be all right, grey.
I think
right,
loads of lads look great. Like, do you know what I mean? With a balding head. And I hate that. I think it's lousy on lads the way they're treated for balding. Do you know what I mean? Like,
some men that really own it, though.
But exactly. But there's people who are in like their 20s, you know, and it's like, that's so unfair. But then it's so normalised, hair transplants now, that like there's no shame in it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So obviously, this isn't the first time they've made a toy old. Do you remember Wheezy, the penguin that Andy's mother puts in the cell box from the top shelf? That guy. He was a little penguin. So I thought I'd help out the producers even more by aging all the characters a little bit in different ways, just so Woody doesn't feel self-conscious about his balding. So Buzz Lightyear, his famous saying is, to infinity and beyond. Well, his new saying, I think, could be, to a few more years and then we'll see.
Yeah, very good.
Do you know what I mean? And maybe the wings only half come out or entirely come out every time you hit the button, they both fall off. That'd, yes, that'll be funny. And then when he clicks his button for his laser, it maybe takes a moment to heat up and actually light, yes, up, which is funny because it's just a red light. Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head could start growing little sprouts and wrinkles. They're no longer bothered to put their ears in because everyone's too noisy. They just put on their angry eyes and their mouth so they can give out.
Very good. I mean, this, I love the way you say the sprouts like coming out. It's like, you, yeah, know, like when you get an older lady, chin, you might have a little hair. That's what I can see.
Ham, the piggy bank, the pig,
yeah,
he's starting to get cranky and also really, really cheap in his old age.
Really tight.
Yeah, he's starting to smell like gone off ham. Mm-hmm. He won't give you a penny for anything.
No.
And whenever you ask him about it, he just keeps talking about inflation.
Or he does something completely different, and whenever like the kids are playing with him, he just shoves like a fiver in their pocket being like, get yourself something nice, something in the nice, shop, darling. Yeah,
yeah. Rex the dinosaur just keeps saying, back in my day, we didn't have toys, just drawings on the walls of caves because it's a dinosaur.
Of course, yeah.
To which everyone responds, you were made in China in 1993. Mm. Mm-hmm. Barbie and Ken are walking around in non-matching tracksuits with little bits of hints of curry sauce spilt on them. Mm-hmm. Right, they've just given up completely. Mm-hmm. Slinky the dog is starting to smell a little bit. One of his springs, no matter what you do, will always be turned the wrong way.
Oh no.
Do you know what I mean? And
so
therefore,
he can't get down the stairs, yeah, seamlessly anymore.
He needs those he needs the wheel at the back of him. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, they try, you know those dogs that can't work their back legs?
Oh, I get you, yeah.
It has those little wheels.
Like a wheelchair.
And Jessie has forgotten her horse's name, Bullseye, and just refers to him now as Double Tops.
Very good.
The dog joke. We just got a message there from Laura saying, I promise you I'm not taking the mic. Emma, you're so kind being nice to the bold people.
I thought she was going to be like, you're so kind being nice to Woody.
It's true though. I feel really bad.
Leave the bold people alone.
But I think like it's something that's not addressed enough. Like anytime we girls feel shame about an issue, we're like, we're not having it. Don't allow it. We're not going to be ashamed about our periods or whatever. And then lads are like scarlet, like sneaking off to Turkey. I'm like, own it, hun. Do your thing. It's fine.
She's cooking, lads. She is cooking.
She's standing up for the man.
What a woman.
What, guys, I'm serious. You're both very lucky. You have great hairlines for your age.
Thank you.
I don't think I do. I have very fine hair.
But Turkey is always an option.
And I would support you, Callum, you, in whatever. If he wants to go balls, I'd go support you too. You're on spin. You talk on the show about how, you know, Dave turned 30 last April. You might remember coming to his big kids party for his 30th birthday
Jump
in Jump Zone.
It was class.
M turning M.
People are still talking about it.
33 this year, which is fine, you know, guys. And I feel like we all need, the COVID years don't count, so I'm only turning 30, really. No, I saw this tweet the other day, and it was just someone, obviously, on my timeline who is coming up my algorithm because they're of, you know, a similar turning point. They said that the Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes song has become wallet, glasses, keys and phone, keys and phone, wallet, glasses, keys and phone.
I used to do this all the time. I used to vape, so it used to be like, phone, vape juice, keys. That's how I left the house. Phone, vape juice, keys. I don't vape anymore, so now it's just phone. No, it used to be phone, vape juice, keys, wallet. But I don't bring a wallet anymore. I don't vape anymore, and
you need vape juice anymore.
I don't need vape juice, so I just have my phone.
And your keys.
I have my keys. Yeah,
it wouldn't work very well for a Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes rhyme now, mind you.
True.
But that is very good. And good sense of health. Good man. It got me thinking this about Mr. Zip, who performed on Britain's Got Talent, that amazing catchy song about where's me keys, where's me phone.
Oh my God. That could have went so bad. Like, that could have been like, Simon Cowell could have been like, what the hell was that?
I watched it all again this morning, that audition. The entire audience were on their feet. They were loving him.
I want my phone. I want my keys.
I want my phone.
Have you ever been in that situation?
When you lost your keys and you lost your phone. Can we do a deep dive and see where Mr. Zip is now, please? I wonder if he's still like making rap music on Instagram.
I hope
he's
not been cancelled.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I was thinking of modernising and changing the Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes things to suit other situations. So, for example, dog walk preparation. Balls, bags, treats and phone. Treats and phone.
Balls.
Balls, bags, treats and phone. Treats and phone.
Brilliant. Okay. See, I feel like phone is going to feature a lot.
Phone.
Yeah.
Well, not for this one. Well, maybe, but it didn't rhyme. period pains, cramps, snacks, naps and groans, naps and groans, cramps, snacks, naps and groans, naps and groans.
Are you packing?
Not in every situation.
Okay, so what is...
How many situations would you be packing for? You're not packing in head, shoulders, knees,
and
toes.
I just want to get on board, and I'm not at the moment.
Okay.
So when you lost your keys in your mobile phone, that's just like things you're patting down. So the period is... These are just things about a period.
Well, Dave, I'm bringing it back to the body because head, shoulders, knees, and toes famously is about the body and not packing.
But you have snacks in the period one.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm really pedantic, I'm aware.
Out now. Like,
do the period one again.
The next one's not going to work.
Do the period one again.
Cramps, snacks, naps and groans, naps and groans. You still hate it, great. socially awkward interactions. Thanks, you two, wrong reply, wrong reply. Thanks, you two, wrong reply, wrong reply. Cool.
No, you just have to explain it to me. I'm slow. I don't know what you're talking about. What's the wrong reply thing?
With head, shoulders, knees and toes things for other situations that aren't touching your head.
So social anxiety for me, I would be like, no worries if not, if not.
Exactly. Or like, said hi, wasn't you? What to do?
Okay.
Said, you know,
yeah. I'm with you. Very good.
You know what? I was nervous about this because I just thought.
That's not on you. That's on me. No, I just don't get it.
Okay. For corporate rage, Callum, this one is for you.
Oh, good, there's more.
Per my last email, as stated in detail.
That's good, I like that.
Yeah?
Oh, okay. I really want to use that so much.
Let's just get out of this where we are.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was a win.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Guys, it's really hard to clap when you have skiing injury.
Christ, give me a break.
I still have a cast on my thumb.
Can I just ask, what's the purpose of this cast? Because you move your thumb just as much.
It's a support cast. It's supposed to like keep it upwards.
Mm.
It's a thumb support or a thumb splice, if you will.
I bet you that thumb injury is from you being on your phone so much.
Yeah, probably. All right, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Who do we have on to play this morning?
It's Nicole. What are you up to?
I am on the way to work.
What do you do, Nicole?
I'm a civil servant.
Civil servant.
Oh, lovely and vague.
Be more vague, Nicole, there, will you?
Yeah. and I'm a face painter on the weekend, so I change it up a bit.
Oh, very nice. What's your face painting business called? Give it a shout out.
Party Paints Balbriggan Sidrata.
Party Paints Balbriggan Andrada. That is my neck of the woods. Yeah. A good place in the world.
Good for you. What's your kind of favourite thing when a kid says, can I be this? You're like, okay, grand, now I'll get really into this.
I love a good butterfly extra glitter always.
Mm-hmm.
I like the tigers. Tigers are cool. Spider-Man. What's the one where they tell you they want this and you go, oh, for God's sake.
When someone comes and at the start they're like, oh, I don't know if I like face paint. And then 10 minutes later they're like covered from head to toe and their mouths are like, oh my God, they need a bath.
Stress.
Fair enough, Nicole. All right, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing that I've written down, you win passes to the cinema. Nicole, have you heard this game before?
I have, every morning.
Oh, I love it, Nicole. Okay, I'm going to ask you something like name any piece of stationery. You're going to hear three beeps. They sound like this. You answer on the third beep. If you say pen and I've pen written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down, and every single one you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, Nicole, you're also out, and you listening, play along in the car wherever you're right now, or wherever you are right now, and let us know how you do. Nicole, are you ready to play?
Good luck, Nicole.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go with round one. Nicole, name any street in Dublin.
Talbot
Street. Very nice. Good choice. I was only thinking about Talbot Street the other day. I used to go to a pub there called Electric Orchestra or Electric Ballroom or Electric something. Anyway.
Orchard?
I don't know what it was. It was Electric something. Electric Circus. That's what it was. I have written down George's Street.
Yay.
Nicole. Congratulations. Yay. One IMC Cinema Pass in the bag.
Do you want to continue on?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go with round two, Nicole. Name any chocolate bar.
Turkish Delight.
That's a rogue one. We love it.
Turkish Delight. And I have written down.
Yeah,
no, I'm not big fans of them at all. What I have written down is Snickers.
Lovely. You've got two IMC Cinema Passes. Do you want to keep it moving?
Yeah, go on.
Love it, Nicole. Here we go with round three. For three IMC Cinema Passes, Nicole, name any item of clothing.
Mini skirt.
Nicole, you are good at this game. Give you that. You're going a little bit wacky, and I appreciate it.
You had your 8 hours sleep last night.
Yes, you did. I have written down socks.
Excellent. Do you want to go for four cinema passes, Nicole?
Yeah, should
one. All right, round four. This is where we start separating the men from the boys. The women from the girls gets a little bit harder. Here we go with round four for four IMC cinema passes. Name any X Factor judge ever.
Simon Cowell. Simon, I don't know any other one.
Oh, God, you panicked there, didn't you? Yeah.
I know.
Simon Cowell.
I'm sweating.
One of the most obvious judges on X Factor and Britain's Got Talent. And I have written down...
Oh, God.
Louis Walsh.
Oh, well done, Nicole. By the skin of your teeth, do you want to play for the five or do you want to take your four home?
Oh, is it bad if I take the four home?
Absolutely not. You do you. You do you what you want to do. But if you don't and you keep going for five, you could have one more IMC Cinema Pass in your back pocket.
Oh, go on. We've come this far.
Oh, you're such a brave, brave legend. I don't like Dave's evil laugh.
Here we go, Nicole. You may as well go hard or go home. Do you know what I mean? Let's go with round five. Yeah. For five IMC cinema passes, name any traffic light colour.
Oof.
Oh, jeez. Green.
Green.
Green for go, because we're going to go all the way, aren't we, Nicole?
Yeah.
Nicole, for five IMC cinema passes, you said green, and I have written down green.
No!
You get nothing!
Can I see?
You lose!
Please confirm, Emma Nolan.
The sheet is in front of me. Name any colour on a traffic light. This was printed this morning. It says green. Confirm, Callum. Oh. It says green. I'm so sorry, Nicole, but Callum just got 600 IMC Cinema Passes sent in, so we'll send you two.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Have a great day, Nicole.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Too. Bye.
Talk to you later. It's the way it goes sometimes. Oh,
finally, I win.
It's a heartbreaking game. But fair play to Nicole. Here's Khaki Kids, Irish music.
Khaki Kids?
Khaki Kids, it's date night.
Yes, a spin, lads.
Callum, no offence, has been a bit over-enthusiastic this morning off the air. He's very excited about his evening this evening.
Oh, my God. I am going to call it by its proper name, the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this evening.
What?
To see my favourite show of all time, Blood Brothers. It's a musical. It's based in Liverpool. It's not a musical where it's all singing.
It's like the songs and
speaking. If you may have heard of Blood Brothers, it's a really famous show.
Here's
one of the songs from the show that's really popular.
Can I just say I love Blood Brothers so much, and this song is amazing. Turn it up.
Sorry, you like this.
Such an emotional story.
I've never seen you both like this.
It's so good.
This is usually the other one.
This isn't a spoiler alert, but it's a show about two brothers separated at birth. They become friends, but they don't know they're brothers, and they all.
All right, it's the very parent dramatic. Trap, is it?
To hear like "Tell Me It's Not True" live would just send shivers down my spine.
What's happening?
Say it's just a story.
You hate musicals,
not Blood Brothers.
I'm so excited.
Where did you see it?
I saw it at about 12 years old at my mom in Cork Opera House. And I think I saw like a smaller production of it in the village I'm from.
I can't imagine you at Grand Canal Dock, I'm sorry.
You don't belong on the south side. But I have seen, this will be my fourth time seeing the show. I've seen it two times in the past in the UK when I was much younger. And then I saw it once here in the Bord Gáis. And I've just, this morning, one of the things that I do kind of in the morning time, I don't really use Facebook, but I have Facebook memories and it gives me an alert around 8 o'clock in the morning. Be like, check your memories for the day. And normally they're like from 14 years ago where I'm a bit of a loser. Be like, oh, I love Big Brother tonight.
Yeah.
But 6 years ago on this day, I was in the Bord Gáis.
No way.
Seeing Blood Brothers.
No.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
And tonight, I'm going to see Blood Brothers again.
In the Bord Gáis.
Wait, I thought that the coincidence would be more that you realised that the times you went in England as a child, they were also on the 25th of February.
No, it was 25th of February 2020. I was in the Bord Gáis seeing Blood Brothers. And then
Six
the 26th
later.
Of February.
Life is a cycle, man.
It really is, man. And that's a cool coincidence. I'm happy for you, but I want to hear this again.
movie from you.
I don't know who you are.
I'm full of surprises, me, David Hammond.
But famously, you're not. You are by the book. You are Emma Nolan every morning. I have never seen this Emma Nolan.
I know, but not when it comes to Blood Brothers, mate. So can I come with you?
No, I'm going to take
a point. Callum is off to see Blood Brothers tonight at the Port Gosh Energy Theatre. I am not normally a musical gal, but Blood Brothers, man. Can we just do this bit together, please?
If I hear this bloody song... It's not true. My God, it's like I don't know you at all. Say... While Sam Fender was playing, this is what I had to endure. Listening to them scream this song.
Just incredible.
It's such an emotional story. It's got a great soundtrack. The actors are amazing. If you're going, I think it's got a 2-week run at the Board Gosh. Go and get tickets because it will change your life. We don't need Michaela. We'll just listen to this for the next hour.
I could have told you that ages ago. You don't need Michaela.
Movie from years ago.
What is going on? You hate singing. You hate musicals. What are you doing? Are you having me on? Is this a thing?
I kind of forget we're on the radio.
It's really weird. Listen, Michaela's on the way. We'll catch you back tomorrow live at 7 a.m. 10 plus 1. If you notice her playing 11 songs, let her know you could win big. Mother of God, thank God we're done. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.